Hey everyone, welcome back to Depression Destroyer. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer. We're diving into the world of healthy boundaries, something that can seriously transform your life, especially if you've ever felt drained, overwhelmed, or just plain taken advantage of. You know that feeling when someone keeps asking for favors even though you're swamped? Or maybe you find yourself saying yes to things you really don't want to do just to please everyone else. Yeah, we've all been there. This isn't about being selfish, it's about prioritizing your well-being and creating a life where you feel respected and in control. Think of boundaries like the invisible fence around your mental and emotional space. They protect you from negativity, burnout, and resentment. Ready to learn how to set those fences up? Let's go. First things first, understand that saying no is a complete superpower. Ever heard the saying you can't pour from an empty cup? Well, setting boundaries means filling your own cup first. Saying no to something you don't want to do frees up time and energy for things that truly matter, your hobbies, self-care, spending time with loved ones who genuinely lift you up. Remember, it's okay to decline requests even if they seem harmless. Your time and energy are precious. Secondly, communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush or apologize excessively. A simple, "I appreciate you asking, but I won't be able to do that right now," is perfectly fine. You don't owe anyone a lengthy explanation. Think of it like ordering at your favorite restaurant. You know what you want, and you don't hesitate to tell the waiter. Thirdly, learn to recognize red flags. These are situations or people who consistently drain your energy or disrespect your boundaries. It could be someone who always talks over you, demands favors, or makes you feel uncomfortable. Trust your gut instincts, they're usually right. If something feels off, it probably is. Fourthly, practice self-compassion. Remember, setting boundaries takes time and courage. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up occasionally, just gently redirect your energy back to what feels healthy and right for you. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. You deserve to feel safe and respected in all your relationships. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing practice. It's not a one-time event, it requires consistent effort and self-awareness. As you grow and evolve, so will your boundaries. Stay flexible, stay true to yourself, and keep learning. Let me tell you about a friend I have, Sarah. She used to be a total people pleaser, always saying yes to everything, even when she was exhausted and stressed out. One day, she realized that she was feeling completely drained and resentful. That's when she decided to start setting boundaries. She started by saying no to extra commitments, prioritizing her own needs, and communicating more assertively with others. It wasn't easy at first, there were some awkward conversations and a few raised eyebrows, but over time, Sarah felt a huge shift. She had more energy, felt more respected, and was able to focus on the things that truly mattered to her. Her relationships became healthier, and she finally felt like she was living authentically. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about pushing people away, it's about creating space for healthy, fulfilling relationships. It's about honoring your needs and values, and showing yourself some well-deserved love and respect. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Embrace the power of no, communicate clearly, recognize red flags, practice self-compassion, and keep learning. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these tips. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app, it truly helps others find the show. And most importantly, start implementing those boundaries today. Take that first step towards creating a life filled with joy, fulfillment, and healthy relationships. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.